This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast. What was that? That's the only one we use going forward forever.
Walk us through this watch. What are we looking at there?
This is a Tudor Submariner 79190, right?
I don't know.
What's that?
What a boring hobby. Continue.
So this was, and it might have to be the last Submariner made by Tudor, right? So it shares all the...
Why?
Don't
say right like we know what you're talking about.
I also don't know what a Submariner is.
That's the most iconic watch of all time, right? James Bond style?
Sure.
5513, 5514, 5517, 1680, 1680, you're saying
numbers.
These are just numbers
six,
to
six,
us.
One, zero.
Talk about Spectre instead. What about Skyfall? You said Bond. Make it interesting to us.
Well, now reference. Bond wears Omega, and I don't know where that switch was. I think it was in the 70s. But in
nice.
The early... What's that?
I just very politely said nice, but I guess I regret it. Eat your watch.
What's that? I can't eat metal.
I want you to swallow the watch. I want you to choke on and maybe die while
this
you try to eat that.
This is the nicest way... to tell somebody to go kill themselves. Eat your watch.
I want you to suck on your swatch.
All right, he's speeding. We're speeding. Everyone's fine. Everyone's good. We're doing video podcasts now. So hopefully this turns out more than good. So to the point where we actually get new listeners. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, hopefully we start going viral on
TikTok.
That
would be a dream.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's start the show.
Because I'm drunk in San Francisco. And
I mean, what a lovely sentiment.
Yeah.
Right?
Marika, you killed it on the sash.
She's
sure.
Drunk in San Francisco, and I don't drink at all. I mean, that's amazing to hear. Because at a certain point, we don't need substances. We need conversations of substance. And that's what today's going to be.
Nice.
Yeah.
With us, as always, Marika Brownlee on the sax, Johnny Villa on the facts, and making his HeadGum Podcast debut, Grayson Wise, the HeadGum fame. Grayson has COVID.
I do have COVID.
Oh, you guys knew he had COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Obviously you did, because you work in the New York office together. I don't know why I thought that I was the only one who knew.
I think Johnny didn't know.
I saw on your Instagram story that you had a positive test, and I just assumed the worst.
What's the worst beyond him being positive? That's just the reality.
Yeah, I assumed the worst, which was the reality.
All right, this is already off to a bad start.
Thank you.
Grayson, what are your symptoms? You look fine. You look good.
Thank you. I had a fever a few days ago, but I have pretty much no symptoms left. So at this point, just sitting in my room.
And that's how many days since you tested?
I'm on day six.
I was basically I had symptoms for like 6 days.
Yeah.
And then it was fine.
How's your sense of
how long did you have to
Daniel. Everybody?
How long did you have to quarantine for?
Yeah, it's like, 10 days, right?
And so you stopped getting positive tests.
Well, I didn't test every day, obviously. What I did do was waited 10 days and just did it like that. But on the 9th day, I got a test and it came back negative the next day. So technically, I could have been out at the bare minimum 9 days, but probably a week would have been fine. So like tomorrow, you should probably just go get a test and see.
Yeah.
Because the CDC's recommendation is, 7 days with a negative test.
Yeah, I took a test yesterday. There was no chance it was going to come back negative yesterday. But I don't know why I wasted my own time and money to do that. But
well, isn't it also like you're bored as shit? That's the one thing you're sort of allowed to do is go get a test.
Right. Yeah, I was like, as long as I am allowed to leave my house to go get a test, I may as well go to the grocery store, go get a cup of coffee.
I like that approach, but I'm also like, and I think Johnny, you might be able to corroborate this. I'm sitting here in the past couple of days since I learned that you were positive, and I'm just thinking,
why won't you die?
I absolutely cannot corroborate that. I don't know in what world you thought I would corroborate it.
I don't know, man. I thought we were all having fun. I thought it would be like a fun bit.
Yeah, that's not even a fun bit.
What's that?
It's not even a bit. You just told him to die.
No, I get it. No, that was good.
Thank you. Yeah.
All we had to do was follow the damn train, CJ.
What is that from?
I don't know. I do not know. I'm trying out some buttons that I randomly added to my soundboard. Amir was supposed to be on today's episode, and he quit because he, in air quotes, lost access to his microphone.
Yeah, which means still nothing. Baffled by that.
Yeah,
and he expanded further, and it was worse.
What did he say? I didn't even see these messages.
He said, I lost access. I lost control. It's all not today.
That's not how I read it. I read it as, it's all not today. But you said, it's all not today, which I think is way funnier.
You're probably right, though. It was probably what you thought.
Grayson, you're a HeadGum intern, but you've been with us for the better part of a decade, we should say.
Mm-hmm. Long internship, hoping to get that official offer, I think any decade now.
Marika, you host the show. This is such bullshit. I never know what
to
mean?
Ask. You never know what you could prepare.
What do you do at the company, just so people know? I know what you do, but why don't you kind of introduce
sure,
yourself?
For
anything
other people,
you want people to know.
I'm a production intern, so I help do a lot of production related things. I run a lot of the social media things as well. I make graphics and other promotional items.
Yeah.
That's it, man. That's all I do.
Everybody.
We should sync. Speaking of claps, we didn't do that because I thought, again, that there was going to be this big reveal that Grayson had COVID and the two of you already knew. 3, 2, 1. And then for my own reference, Johnny clapped twice and Grayson was about 10 seconds too late. So you're in New York. You live in Chelsea, we should say.
Yep.
Address?
If I say it now, will you bleep it out?
I won't, but Ferris will.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you guys all know where that is?
The hell was
I'm
that?
I'm just saying,
Johnny?
Wow. I mean, I kind of know that avenue, which is really nice.
You kind of know that avenue.
You barely know it, and it's all just numeric. I feel like it's not as dangerous to dox people who live in New York, because you probably live like in a building, like people can't get to you.
That's true. Yeah. And I didn't give you my apartment number. So at the very least, there's like 100 other people.
And it also will be bleeped. But like, I don't know, if somebody doxed my address, I live in a house. So like, that's just instant access.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And you talk about how you live in the basement all the time. So they definitely know which door for you specifically.
100%. 100%. And now we're doing these video episodes where like, you guys will kind of figure out what the overall setup of my room is, to the point where you can tell that it's towards the back. And yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. I should figure out, I should make sure that my windows always look like this. Yeah. And not my street is invisible.
Yeah.
You're not going to trick us with this anymore, Jeff.
Yeah.
I'm wise to it.
Grayson hasn't been on the show. It always gets
me.
Told, I hit
the button.
You've
been told to knock it off.
Oh, that's really good.
What if? What? How was your weekend, Jeff? What did you do?
You're not going
to
answer.
You're not going to answer.
What did you ask?
I asked how your weekend was and what you did.
I actually had a really fun weekend. And then I want to hear about your guys's. Friday, I did nothing.
Great.
But I really needed that because Wednesday I went to an open mic night and was there for almost 4 hours. And then Thursday I went to my favorite dive bar and they have $3 Budweiser's in frosted mugs. It's basically the Bernie's of LA.
Mm-hmm.
So went out a little bit too hard, which is why we're recording this on a Monday. Usually we do it on Fridays. And then, so Friday I did nothing. Saturday, what did I do on Saturday? Saturday, I recorded a really fun podcast with Kylie Brakeman and Riley. And then went over to Riley's and we watched the new Cinderella movie, which I'd love to talk to you about. Marika, if you've seen it, with Camila Cabello.
I have not. Why would I watch it?
Because you like musicals and junk.
And well, junk?
Yeah, but I wasn't going to... I wasn't going to give, like... streaming views to that when there's other good musicals that are out also on that platform. Everybody's talking about Jamie, which everyone should watch.
Major key alert. Support those who need support. Amazon Studios doesn't need your support. Camila Cabello doesn't need your support. They're gonna be just fine.
You know who needs your support is Johnny Villa.
Why would I need
I'm with that Venmo.
All right, okay, Venmo.
Yeah,
I changed the username. At at Jayville.
Like Corella DeVille.
Yeah.
That's what I thought of too.
That sucks.
Thanks.
And
by
then
the way.
Sunday I went. This makes me sound like I have a drinking problem. But yeah. Sunday I got day drunk in Venice with George Saba and our friends, and then went to Billy and Finn's house and hung out.
So 3 days of consistent drinking.
Actually, it was only 2 days separated by another 2 days.
So, like, relatively fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're veering on the alcoholism territory, but you're just shy of it.
I'll never have a problem with alcohol because I hate it, and I don't actually do it that
often. You were, like, making beer 3 years ago.
First of all, it was 4 years ago.
I was trying to not incriminate you, but good job.
3 years also would have incriminated me. Grayson, what did you do this weekend? I'm most curious about you.
I did very little this weekend because, you know, I was stuck in my room the whole time.
Okay.
So I think I should pass and we should hear what Johnny did.
Okay.
No, but it is interesting what you did during your quarantine. I do want to hear.
I really don't even know what to tell you. My parents thought it would be fun to ship me a putting mat.
Mm.
But I store my clubs not in my apartment, so I can't even get my putter. So it's still in the box.
So when I asked you what you did this weekend, and you said that you received...
I received a package.
A package. Yeah.
Yeah, which was the highlight, honestly.
But have you been watching shit? Like,
oh, yeah. Good point. I started watching Reservation Dogs.
Yeah.
Nice.
I also finished watching the second season of Dave. Yeah. And I watched an entire season of Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh my gosh.
Are you like caught up on Brooklyn Nine-Nine or starting
it out? I just finished the final season.
Nice.
So
my roommate worked on the final season.
Oh yeah?
Johnny?
Okay. So I actually did want to ask, have you guys been watching the impeachment, show
with Beanie?
The one about Clinton.
Whew. I have not.
That Clinton guy, bad apple. Like, honestly,
their whole family's awful.
Somebody should do something about him.
Yeah, honestly.
Somebody should kill a former president. I think that's what Garris Grayson just said. Unbelievably dangerous thing to say.
I wonder if we can get him quoted as saying that so we can put that on the out of context HeadGum Pod.
Yeah, Grayson, can you just say, my name's Grayson K. Wise, and I think somebody needs to kill former president of the United States, Bill Clinton.
Definitely don't.
Do I have to say?
And it definitely will be posted.
Get that clean.
Do I have to say Bill Clinton?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Let's get that clean. Then wild Bill Clinton.
You have to. You definitely don't have to.
And to the TSA agent watching this Zoom, not TSA, what is it?
Yeah.
CIA?
CIA, okay. FBI.
Honestly, if I say that, probably all of them.
Yeah.
To the agents watching this Zoom right now, we're kidding, man. Relax. I don't have the capacity to even leave my basement, let alone kill anyone.
All right, so Grayson,
what the hell
down
is this?
Cold brew.
What the fuck is this?
Grayson, I don't hear about
has
Johnny's
COVID,
weekend.
But guess who seems even more low energy? Marika.
Yeah. It's the
he
middle
has an incurable
of
respiratory disease, and you're fine to be that way. This is crazy.
Okay, well.
Let's get another reset.
A reset.
Yeah, just something to kind of get the energy going.
I want to hear about Johnny's weekend.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Why is it all train noises?
It's like Jeff looks up loudest sounds and then
we're
just
on
puts
the
them
Polar
in
Express right
oh,
now.
Oh, it's louder and louder and louder.
You guys know Festival Express?
No.
It was a documentary/music tour with Janis Joplin, The Grateful Dead, and oh God, who else was it?
Don't just leave this dead air. Okay.
Buddy Guy. Buddy Guy and and the Flying Burrito Brothers and the band. Those are the ones that I was forgetting. Anyway, I really want to do this, and everybody's going to say that we shouldn't, but it's like a train tour. Basically, they took a train from Western Canada to Toronto and then did a bunch of shows throughout. I want to do that, but for this podcast and live shows.
Just this podcast? Oh, and live shows.
All right.
The HeadGum Podcast? Yeah.
It just seems like traveling on a train, getting off, doing a live show, and then traveling on a train.
Exactly.
More. So?
What do you mean so? I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm in.
What'd you do, Marika?
Why would you think that it's not hot? Like, no one would want to do that. It's just traveling to different destinations to do this show. It's not like we're performing on the train.
Every time I'm like, oh, we should do something with this show, everybody's like, no.
Yeah, because we're all busy.
I'll fucking put it together.
Something. No.
But then I'm not allowed to put it together, so it's never going to happen. What's the opposite of express? Indirect.
Great.
So this is the content you want to have. The
HeadGum Podcast Indirect Tour.
Yes. The Festival Indirect Tour.
Nice.
To have.
Nice.
And that's part of it. Yeah, nice. What'd you do this weekend? It's taken 7 minutes to get through this bullshit.
It's your fault.
No way. It
you played isn't. A train, a series of trains.
Yeah, you told us we needed to reset.
This is crazy.
Okay.
We've gotten through half of our weekends.
So say yours. What do you mean? You say that and then you don't say anything else. Are you kidding me? This is.
I'm waiting for Johnny to go, and he started talking when you were got mad.
Just, yeah, we need you to drink relax. Relax for this episode, okay? You're drinking so many cold brews. You need to relax and just let.
Can you can you hold up the cold brew to the camera? All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
We'll check in later.
Yeah, we will.
Johnny, your weekend.
So. This past weekend, I celebrated a birthday, a 21st birthday of Gianna, another intern at HeadGum. We went to Atlantic Titty, as I call it.
Don't.
AKA Atlantic City.
Just that.
yeah, so she wanted to hit the club, and that I'm not much of a club goer, but... I definitely had a lot of fun dancing and drinking a lot. I think I really like alcohol a lot. This is really, it was a fun time. And afterwards, she said that she really wanted to go to the strip club with her, all her girlfriends, and me and the other guy friend there. So we went, and it was, I think strip clubs are only fun when you hang out with like girls who want to go to the strip club, because the other guys at the strip club are just, it's just horrifying watching their blank faces throw money. It's almost the state of the world we're in right now. Come on, guys.
Johnny sent us a Slack at 2:30 a.m. that was a photo of him wearing a t-shirt and a pink sweater tied around his shoulders like he was in Nantucket.
It was fashionable.
But it's fun to know that was in Atlantic City.
That's you at a strip club?
The stripper did tell me, like, you need to take that sweater off. You need to relax. You need to cool off and relax. I was like, but it completes the outfit. I can't.
Is that a Nest thermostat in the
background? Fine without it.
100% that's a Nest at a strip club. Why do they need to control the temperatures?
I think that makes a lot of sense.
Okay, you guys.
My weekend, I had multiple birthday parties. One of them was, for some reason, a Zoom birthday party that was 24 hours long.
Sounds awful.
My friends stay up for 24. Yeah, stay up for 24 hours, and everyone could like sign up for a section to entertain him. So that was weird. And then I went to Nick Rad and Laura Lane's birthday party yesterday, which was fun.
In Hudson or Brooklyn?
In Brooklyn.
For sure, for sure.
Nice to see them. Yeah. They had a paella party, which is, I highly recommend, I guess, for any sort of birthday gathering. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Just the man made paella and on the roof. It was nice.
Now, a paella. What is that?
It's a Spanish rice dish, and it's made in a giant pan. It's often has seafood in it, but there was a seafood version and a vegetarian version. It's really good. Highly recommend.
Okay. Actually, we have to take a break. Sorry, I hit the wrong thing. We'll be right back. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back.
So bad. And the music again.
Welcome to Go Off, King. Do you guys know Joey King?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. She was in The Kissing Booth on Netflix.
Okay.
I think.
The lead of The Kissing Booth?
Oh, she wishes. Yes.
Okay.
She wishes and she was.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so this is just, basically I'm going to list off a couple Joey King quotes and then we're all going to kind of like
encourage,
wax, but also kind of like, every time I list these quotes, we all have to say in unison, go off, King, and then we'll wax. Okay.
Great.
Got Grayson, it. Does that make sense? I know that you're like ill.
It makes sense.
Okay.
Okay.
I am such a big fan of Batman.
Go off, King.
My thing with this is, like, it doesn't matter who, like, that Joey King loves Batman. Like, Batman's kind of beloved by many, and so I don't understand why this was included.
It's also, like, not that exciting of a character to love.
But you're saying
this,
that you're not
just
sure why.
Just the actress? Wait, the actor.
Joey King?
Sorry.
Yeah.
This wasn't the character in the movie.
No. This has nothing to do with... These are real-life quotes.
Real-life quotes.
King, yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. That's all you guys have to say.
Yeah, you even said it yourself. You don't know why it was included, so why don't we just move on to the next thing?
All right. I love Disneyland because the teacups are awesome, but California Adventure is the best.
Go off, King.
I agree. I don't. Teacups are fine.
So you don't agree? California Adventure. She said that they were awesome.
So you disagree.
Yeah, I was backpedaling my I agree to say, well, the teacups are fine.
Yeah.
But I agree that California Adventure is good.
I think people are going to hate this episode of the podcast, but I'm having a lot of fun.
Why would you interrupt the second to say that?
Grayson, I feel like you haven't chimed in on Joey King.
I was going to say, I agree. I think the teacups are awesome. So that I was just, yeah. Just a strong agree from
Have
me.
Have you guys been to Disneyland recently or an amusement park recently?
No. I do want to go to Six
Not
Flags.
Not in years.
I went to Six Flags 2 weekends
ago.
You
ride King Ka?
Holy shit.
I did.
Oh my God.
Hell yes. In the dark.
What?
That's insane.
How?
It was like the first week of Fright Fest. And I really did not want to be there for Fright Fest because I don't like scary stuff. But people weren't really like jumping out at you, so we stayed until like 10 and we were waiting in line for
they kept their distance when they jump
and
out?
By that time it was dark.
They keep their distance from you, like 6 feet away.
Honestly, no, which I didn't like, but they were like, the few people that I saw getting chased by, like, there were, I don't know, there was like people in costumes that would just like sit next to someone on like a bench and freak them out, and then they'd like get up and run away. I saw some girls like provoking a man that was carrying a giant axe and he ended up chasing them.
It wasn't even a part of the thing.
I did not get bothered, which was nice.
I was just saying, what?
Major Key Alert. Know when to self-edit.
Yeah, you should.
Who's that too?
All right. I love my house. I love my family. I love my animals. Go off, King.
I wasn't sure we were still playing for a second. I thought you were just talking.
Oh, this just happened. This is part of the course for Jeffrey.
Interrupting an interesting conversation.
Yeah. I don't know how interesting it was. It was niche theme park talk in relation to Newport Township, New Jersey.
Not where it is. I don't believe. Think so. But also, like, there's a ton of Six Flags across the country. So check yourself. Animals are fine and good. That's great. Love that for Joey King.
I'm pretty indifferent to the friends and family thing, but animals I really like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do we have any information on which?
Do you need to hear the quote again?
Yeah, can you repeat that quote again?
It's I love my house, I love my family, I love my animals. And we don't know what animals they have.
No,
should we what animals domesticated or otherwise?
Yep.
You know what?
Does Joey King have?
There's a long ass Google search.
Nothing came out.
Of course. It was way too long, way too specific.
Way too specific.
Sometimes I just want to work, whether it's on location here in Michigan or back in LA. I just want to work. It's what I want to do with the rest of my life. So, yes, I go a little crazy when I'm not working.
Go off, King.
All right.
I feel like that's an unhealthy work-life balance.
Yeah.
So I can't condone.
Yeah, I disagree with that.
And I wish you guys were less concerned about Joey King, because she's just fine.
And how would you know this?
How do you know?
I just think that she seems to be having a lot of material success, which usually equates with
happiness.
Emotional success. Yeah. Happiness, joy.
Interesting.
Joy, because happiness
interesting
is
fleeting.
Interesting
you
joy
think that.
Mm.
Jeffrey, I want to ask you something. Do you think that this deserves to be a video podcast right now?
No, and it's not my idea to do the video podcast. I think we should wait till we're in the studio, but we don't have a studio because Marty hasn't ordered any of the necessary materials, and I'm absolutely going to put him on blast for that. It's his fault and his fault alone. 100% it would be more valuable if we had a studio.
How would we record this episode with the studio? Because we're all in New York.
Well, I wouldn't have to do it with you guys in New York. That's the beauty of the studio, is that I'd have to I'd be able to force people in LA to do it in person. Amir would have been on this episode. He would have been on this episode because they wouldn't lost access to his microphones. No, the microphones are set. They're attached to a table.
So you're just like harassing Sam and Angie constantly.
Absolutely.
To record a
Absolutely.
Podcast in the
and
middle
you,
of their work day.
You guys know how hard That's it was to get want. Them on the show, and now they're not going to have a choice because they're going to have to look me in the eyes and say no to my face, which
I'm
is hard.
I'm sure they still will.
It's not going to be hard.
I don't know really. How hard it is for them.
Shit. What about Danny?
Danny would do it, but I think, you know, you got to catch him when he's not super busy because he's a busy man.
Well, we have two more quotes, so let's rapid fire do this. I'm part Jewish and part Christian, but mostly
Jewish.
Go off, King. It's very different working with all adults.
Go off,
I have a swear jar.
Come on, it's just a joke, man.
It's very different working with all adults. I have a swear jar so that if they have a potty mouth, I make them pay. That's what it's like being on set with adults.
Go off, King.
When was that? What movie was it for?
That was for The Kissing Booth, which is weird because she was like 22 when she recorded that. Filmed it.
Interesting.
Okay. Thank God there's another segment.
Yeah. Another long song.
A long song.
And you think it ends here, but it doesn't.
Mm-mm.
I do like this song.
Grayson, how's your love life? Grayson, how's your love life? I said.
Sorry?
How is your sex life?
That is not what you asked.
The question
is not what you asked.
You asked love life three times.
And still no answer.
Because he doesn't have to
60s?
Answer. Yeah.
Oh, no. I mean, can you ask like a more probing question or something? That one's just a little surface level.
Oh, okay.
When was the last time either you were in another or they were in you?
That's very interesting.
Let's go with the latter.
I'm just gonna take this opportunity to tell my mom, who I know is gonna listen to this episode, to stop listening to this episode.
Sure, sure.
And I'm gonna say it was. Let's see, how long have I been in quarantine?
Holy shit!
So 23 years.
It was right before quarantine. It was why I think I'm now in quarantine.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's so much cooler of a reason to have gotten the Delta variant. Yeah. I got it because I went to the Cheesecake Factory. All right. Welcome to Fall or Gnaw. The Fall Solstice.
Have we played this before?
What's that?
Have we played this before?
We might have. Maybe Autumn or Gnaw would have been better. But listen, the Fall Solstice was 2 days ago when you guys are hearing this.
Okay.
2 days from now when we're recording. Let me finish, Johnny. So I thought we could talk about some things that are either autumnal or gnaw. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Sure.
All right. Pumpkin spice lattes, drinking them, etc.
They're autumnal, yeah, for sure. Yeah. We must have discussed this already because the Twitter account tagged me in a quote of me saying that I drink pumpkin spice lattes, and I was like, I mean, I do, but I don't remember saying that at all.
I think we did this exact segment a year ago, and I'm just now realizing it.
Okay. Great.
That was easy.
Yep, yeah, there it is.
All right.
We should still do it, though.
What about telling someone they shouldn't pursue music when they're actually kind of talented?
Nah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's more summer.
I think you're right, because I think that could be any season.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a good thing to do, but it's not necessarily strictly autumnal.
Why do you think it's more of a summer thing, Johnny?
Grayson said that.
Oh, Grayson. Sorry.
Johnny, why do you think, though?
Yeah, I know that Grayson said it, but Johnny, why do you think that?
I think summer is like the best time because like, there's the heat in the air. Everyone's kind of just like beaten down by that. And I think what better way to break someone's spirit, and what better time to break someone's spirit than summertime?
Johnny Villa on summer.
Yeah.
There's the heat in the air.
There's something there.
All right. What about apple picking?
Autumnal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Johnny?
Yeah. I mean, I can't picture myself picking apples in the summer, nor the springtime. Not even the wintertime at all.
What about ordering dessert when your friend is trying to avoid sugar and eating it in front of them?
That feels more like a winter activity.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, like right after January.
Holy shit.
Right after January.
Word of the week. Absolute word of the week.
All right, so what was it?
After. It was after.
After.
Wow.
Okay.
Do I get money?
Yeah, I'm sending you a fucking thou. Sorry.
Sweet.
Okay.
No, take your time.
Grayson, what would you have done with the $1,000, do you think?
If I had gotten the word of the week?
Yeah, yeah.
Just reinvested. Probably in a local community, but not in my local community, that makes sense.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's so like a community in like Topeka, Kansas, maybe?
Definitely not Topeka, Kansas, specifically.
Oh, you know what? It would be a good segment. Topeka, Kansas versus Topanga Canyon.
Okay, so you're going to interrupt our conversation one with this strange, strange game title. But you know what? Go
I
on.
I want to ask a question, but I don't want to. I don't want him to go into it. So what's the next autumn thing?
Everybody.
Celebrating Oktoberfest.
Autumn. Autumnal.
Okay. What about celebrating Oktoberfest in February?
Why?
Oh.
I will eat your ass.
What about going to a pumpkin patch?
No.
That's not autumnal?
I don't think so.
Expand.
I think it's...
Expound.
It's become so... It's played out to do it in actual autumn.
Okay.
To such an extent that you do it in the spring now.
Mm.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. It's like you have to subvert expectations.
Okay.
You know how people shop outside of season to get better deals on clothes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's the same with gourds.
It's the exact same.
rubbing his chin like he's postulating the next big thing. That was nothing. I know you think that, but that doesn't mean much. All right, what about applying a nicotine patch to your significant other while they sleep and then taking it off before they wake for weeks at a time so that they sort of develop a habit?
Mm, to you, right?
Subconsciously.
Yeah.
What's that?
A habit to sleeping next to you?
I meant more to the nicotine. The question, though, it is in whether that's good or bad. Let's not try and ethicize it, if that's a word.
Oh,
are we gonna number crunch on that?
Number crunch? You want a number crunch on
On what? It's not autumnal. I can tell you that right now.
Okay, Jeffrey, you have anything to say about that? About her answer? Or are you just going to sit there?
I thought you guys were having a good time. I didn't want to step on your toes. If you want my thoughts, I can give you them.
There was dead silence for the better part of 5 seconds. That feels like an eternity in a podcast.
All right, what about, fine, what about getting lost in a corn maze?
I don't think that has to be autumnal.
Yeah. Okay. Suing a veteran?
Oh, that's like an all year round thing.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
What about seeing the leaves change
into
color? By definition, autumnal. What about texting?
No, because they could change to being on the ground, and now we're getting into winter.
They could change to sprouting, which is the spring.
Yeah. So don't just disqualify what I say immediately. Think about it for just a quick second.
You shouldn't be able to assign.
You said that you wanted to make people sleep with
this.
You.
Sleep next to you. Sleep
next to you.
Please.
Which is weirder almost. By forcing some kind of chemical dependence. What about texting your ex poison?
Your ex poison? Like a poison you had something with? Or texting your ex?
Yeah, no. Texting your ex poison. Because that girl is poison.
Gross.
I've been in a lot of codependent relationships, Grayson. What about drinking mulled cider?
So we didn't get the chance to say.
I'll say autumnal.
The last one was autumnal, which it isn't, by the way.
That's all we needed then. Drinking mulled cider. This is so boring.
Whose fault is that?
You haven't responded to the mulled cider
she
thing.
Did.
I'm just trying to power
she did.
These last
did.
Two.
I was did. The only person and the first to respond.
Fine. What about drinking a drink that you fished out of your ex's garbage just to taste their lips once more?
No.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I think so.
Cool. Hell yeah!
I also really like this
sound. Yeah, that's good.
We made it through another episode of this shit.
Barely.
We're hanging by a thread right now. And to think there are people still listening to this.
Yeah.
I salute them. They're probably braver than I would ever be.
The true heroes.
I mean, we're only at 42 fucking minutes, so I don't know. Like, do you guys want to keep trying to fill time, or do you want to just do plugs and get out of here? It's up to you guys because it's a Monday, and I know you all have real work to do.
Real quick, Jeff, do you mind if I produce a segment really fast?
Oh my God, yeah,
let's do it.
One that you introduced earlier. It's Topeka, Kansas, or Topanga Canyon. I only have one
That's
question.
A good one. That's a good one.
Only one question.
You guys hated it when I said it. Yeah.
Don't interrupt, Grayson. Please.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Let me take it from the top because you just really threw off my entire rhythm.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Do you want to hit him with a sound effect?
Yeah.
Start it off?
Yeah. That'd be great.
Jeff, do it. The
EA
sound effect.
EA Sports. It's in the game. Okay.
And the game that it's in is Topeka, Kansas or Topanga Canyon. So we have one question. Winner take all.
No, I love the segment. I thought.
Right.
Above 1,000 feet of elevation. Topeka, Kansas?
Topanga Canyon, no, obviously.
Probably Topanga Canyon.
100% yeah, Topanga.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm going to go Topeka, Kansas.
Topanga
to be different.
In the Tongvin language means where the mountains meet the sea. So it's 100% Topanga. Because also over 1,000 is not that much.
Okay, but where the mountains meet the sea would be at sea level.
Yes, but that is not where Topanga lies okay. in general. You're trying to get me to be wrong because the answer is Topanga
Canyon. The answer is Topanga Canyon.
Oh, man, that was great. Yeah,
that was a good game.
That was so
you know,
fun.
Topeka, Kansas, though, 945 feet of elevation, so closer than it could have been.
That was really interesting. So is that the end of the game?
Well, Jeff.
Or?
That was it. I had one question.
But it was like so much fun. Like that one question. I don't know.
I really thought, you know, we were shitting on Jeff pretty hard, but it's a lot harder to come up with those games than you think. Sorry, I don't know if you could hear that.
we couldn't, by the way.
Feel free to repeat
a
it.
A plane went right by outside. But yeah, it's a lot harder to come up with those games than you think. So props to Jeff.
Nah, I mean like the fact that you...
You did it during another conversation, yeah. which I think in itself is really impressive.
And it was as good, if not better, than the other segments. So I really applaud you.
This isn't good podcasting.
What do you mean?
What would make it better?
A mirror.
That's the problem. We shouldn't have to use a mirror as a crutch.
No, that's what I'm saying.
All right. What are you going to do about it? What should we do?
No, I'm saying, no, what I'm saying is that I outlined what I thought was a pretty good episode, and we only got 45 minutes out of it. But guess what? If Amir had been on it, we would have been at 1:05 because he...
You interrupted conversations that we were having that could have extended the time.
I don't think that that's fair to put on me because my whole thing is that the way that these are extended into an... Sorry.
Playing again.
Wait, can I ask, is that a real plane or is that your soundboard?
That's my soundboard.
Right.
Just let it pass. What I was gonna say is that the episodes are often longer when Amir is on because he elongates conversation by interrupting me and poking holes in this shit. And, oh my God.
Another plane.
Just let it...
It's weird because I'm in a flyover area, but I'm not really hearing planes on my end.
That's crazy.
So this is your idea of elongating conversations. Just letting a plane fly.
What I'm saying is that when Amir comes on, the episodes are often longer because he kind of pokes holes in my outlines and stuff. Oh my God, this is crazy.
Remember in the old Comedy Bang Bang episodes where they used to sing Taking a Plane Break when a plane would fly over the studio?
I thought it was Taking a Plane Downtown, flying fast in my mask and I'm homebound.
That was good.
No, but when good, Amir comes on sometimes.
You know what? We have to talk over the plane flying.
No, you called for planes because we're not going to be able to be heard by
There's no way air traffic is letting these many planes fly so close to each other.
Jeff pulls back his curtain. He's at the airport.
No, but I like having Amir. Yeah.
Yeah.
You like having Amir on because he elongates
conversation.
Yeah, you said it multiple times. It's not really true because, like, at the beginning of the show, you know, he would leave 15 minutes before the show would end.
Yeah.
And that was, like, a pretty long running bit that went on for, I'd say, like, a few months. So I don't think we should say that Amir is the reason that the show's longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought we got enough mileage out of the whole plane thing.
Mileage?
Yeah, what are you talking about? It was basically as good as dead air, just sitting there for for our listeners.
I like saying as good as something that's bad. I mean, Sling was as good as another horrible album.
Sling by who?
What album?
Claro.
Yeah. Oh.
The eye roll.
That was such a dramatic eye roll from Johnny.
Everybody.
Plugs. What do you guys have going on? What do you want to point the people to? Let's start with Grayson. Go. And don't say COVID.
Wait, I've never been on a podcast. Can I go last so I can see how this works?
You've heard podcasts. You know how plugs work. This is insane. Fine. Johnny, what do you have? You always have some crazy project that's in the pipeline.
I'm opening my own strip club very, very soon.
Johnny's girls.
No guys allowed.
Oh, no.
Sounds insanely binary.
Yeah, follow me on Instagram at Johnny V, JohnnyVII. I post a lot of pictures on my story. They're not memes.
Johnny loves a good meme.
They're not memes. Yeah. They're real life. This is some real life shit I'm posting.
Not really. Right. Also, chill I out. Really like the Instagram name Cruella Jville.
Cruella Jville.
Yeah. Maybe that's your Finsta. Although your normal Insta is sort of a Finsta.
Yeah. Because I don't care anymore. I've lost all hope for humanity. Mm-hmm. But yeah, follow me on Instagram. And yeah, that's it for now. I'm working on stuff, but.
Thank God. Marika?
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Marika Elon. And two exciting announcements. Number one.
No way.
This podcast.
No way. Yeah.
Stewing.
Holy shit.
A live show.
No fucking way.
On my birthday. So if you don't come, you hate me.
It's John C. October 22nd or 23rd. HeadGum Podcast. Oh. Sorry. Yeah.
Do that again.
The whole thing.
Run that. Are you going to run that back?
Why'd you stop?
You said wait, I thought.
I didn't say, no one said wait. I just said the 22nd to clarify. Awful. Yeah. Tickets are available now when this episode...
HeadGum Podcast, October 22nd, Friday night, Gramercy Theater, New York, shitty.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
That was easy.
Listen, it's going to be unbelievable. We're going to have a rotunda almost. It's more of a theater, but a big open room. Where comedy will happen live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It'll also happen live because we're all going to stretch. We're going to have, I think, everybody at the network on the show we want to do, potentially. We haven't decided that.
It depends on who wants to fly to New York, but
yes.
Yeah, it will be a lot of people, hopefully.
Yep.
And in addition, there's also going to be a NAD pod show on that night. There will be the Doughboys. There will be High and Mighty. So you should buy tickets to all of the shows and come hang out.
Okay.
It'll be fun.
When
it's
are
our
we
first
actually announcing?
Live show.
Because today's
on
Monday.
Wednesday, and the tickets go live to when this comes out. They will be live.
Y'all.
Amazing.
So please come. And also. There's a new HeadGum podcast called A Good Cry, hosted by Michael Cruz Kane, that is dropping 9:30, which will be really good. Michael's super funny, and I think the first guest is Stephen Colbert, so that's cool.
That's insane.
So,
does he write for Colbert?
Yeah. He was on the Emmy stage last night when Colbert won, which is funny.
Wow.
Yeah, so listen to that. It will be really good.
Hell yeah. Grayson?
I'm going to plug just following Johnny and Marika on whatever they said. I know Johnny's is Johnny VII.
Yeah.
I just feel like Johnny needs the help, so I want to just use my plug time to...
That's nice.
Thank you. Yeah. Namaste.
That's really nice.
Namaste.
Yeah. Johnny does need the help.
Yeah. Just in general.
Everyone here should kind of take note of what Grayson just did, because what he did was not only selfless, but it was also self-care. Because now he gets to go about his day feeling good about himself. And I think that that's all we kind of strive for on a daily basis on the day to have to do, to hear, to do orally. A-U-R-A-L-L-Y.
Oh, God, that was awful. That was so bad. So bad.
Oh, my goodness.
My plug is follow Grayson on Instagram at Grayson K. Wise.
Hell yeah.
Right?
No.
Isn't that it? Is it not? Oh, Gray K. Wise.
Honestly, if there's a Grayson K. Wise, follow him too.
Yes.
You should do Gray K. Rowling.
That was good. That was good. I'm not going to lie.
My therapist was out of town for so many weeks. I've been playing catch up the past two sessions to the point where it's spilling into my other. You know what I mean? Like, you hit a fucking wall at a certain point.
So it really spilled out.
There's only so much time.
It really
time.
Spilled out during the Gray K. Rowling bit, right?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Because my whole thing with that is, like, she's not... Okay, sorry, hang on.
Is it gone?
It's almost. You have to wait for it to go completely go because I want Ferris to be able to edit this.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah. HeadGum Podcast Live, October 22nd. Get your tickets. A lot of fun things that Marika and I have already been planning for it. So hopefully all of it comes to fruition or not. But until then, we'll see you guys again next Friday. Thanks for listening to this episode of the HeadGum Podcast. And until then, that's Dallas, folks. This whole show is becoming a chore to do.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.